Hi there. My name is Rory Clark. I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Why consider doing that? You might want to consider it because God wants you. God loves you unconditionally, and he wants you. The God I'm talking about is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord is God, and he wants you. Now, maybe you wouldn't consider giving God another chance. No one can make you do it. You have free will. You can act independently from God. No one can convert you, and you can do anything you want, including rejecting a relationship with the Lord. A lady was telling me that she's just turned off to church, and my ears perked up. And I wanted to know why, so I asked. And it wasn't because God did something to her. It was a person that motivated her to turn her back on God. And that is always the way. She was a Roman Catholic. She would go to church, but she had a baby as a teenager. And when she would go to an intimate community church here in the Phoenix area, when the priest would come to shake hands with parishioners during the handshake of peace, he would never shake her hand. And it not only turned her off, it turned her away from God. As a former Roman Catholic who was on the track to be a Jesuit priest in my youth, I experienced similar insensitivity from people in the church. I always hated that handshake of peace. But I experienced that insensitivity not only toward myself, but to watching it being perpetrated with others. But I refused to let it turn me away from God. It wasn't church. It wasn't God, it was people. It was always people. I met a terrific guy this week who happens to be Jewish. He put his children in Catholic school to give them a superior education. He is very focused and a very committed person, and he used his focus and commitment for the church only to experience a similar situation. The people in the church became all about the money, and it turned him off. Luckily, it didn't turn him off to God. Well, maybe you relate to these situations or you have similar ones. Okay, but I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? God wants you. What does that mean? Perhaps a story will illustrate. A learned Christian approached a new believer after church one day and asked him for a testimony concerning how the new believer had come to be saved. The new believer said, "It was easy. I did my job, and God did his job." Well, the learned Christian was curious, since there are no works necessary to get to heaven. "What do you mean you did your job?" the learned Christian asked. "I thought being saved required no effort on our part." The new believer said, "I have a different opinion. It was my job to be lost. It was God's job to find me. I did my job, and God did his job." Are you lost? If you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says you're lost. But being lost is good news, according to the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, who says in Luke chapter 15, verses 4 to 6, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, doesn't leave the 99 sheep not lost in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.'" God wants you. If you are lost, God is looking for you, and you can't find yourself. Shepherds find lost sheep. God wants a relationship with you because you are his sheep. The gospel message is the good news about the perfect provision a perfect God made on your behalf, so that you can have a relationship with him forever and ever. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says this, "The Lord Jesus Christ is patient toward you and is not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to a change of mind about Christ." According to the word of God, you were born condemned. It's not your fault, but it is your circumstance at physical birth. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 explains why. "For by one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and spiritual death entered the world by sin. So spiritual death passed to all men, for all have been considered by God to have sinned, when Adam sinned. So when you're spiritually dead, you can't have a relationship with God, you can't save yourself, and you can't perform any works that would remove the barrier between yourself and God. But God offers you a relationship with him when you're condemned. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says this, God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love toward all mankind, in that while we were yet sinners, while we were spiritually dead unbelievers, Christ died as a substitute for us. So while you're in the pathetic state of spiritual death, a just, righteous, and loving God extended his righteous right hand to offer you salvation. Why? Because God wants you. Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is the way to salvation. And it says so in John chapter 14, verse 6. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way to salvation. I am the truth through the word of God, and I am the Zoe life, the eternal life, and no one comes to the Father but through believing in me. The creator of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, laid down his life for you at the cross. Why? Because he loves you, because he created you, and because he wants you. John chapter 15, verse 13 says this, greater unconditional love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. God loves his imperfect creatures with a perfect love, a love willing to do everything to provide you with salvation. God is willing to do anything to save you, but he is not willing to force you to believe. You have free will, and God honors it. You can choose to be saved, or you can choose to remain condemned. John chapter 3, verse 36. Anyone who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, will not see eternal life in heaven, but the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Well, how do you become saved? It's a private decision. It's a one-time decision that only you can make. You have a choice. So after learning how to be saved, your soul can express itself with another gift that God has given you called faith. You simply place your confidence in Jesus Christ's person and his work on your behalf. A five-word conversation with God the Father results in your salvation. Father, I believe in Christ. Faith alone and the Lord Jesus Christ alone is the way to salvation. For a thief being crucified next to the Lord Jesus Christ, it was a nine-word conversation leading to salvation. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, and one of the thieves on the cross next to Jesus was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine words. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to the repentant thief, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Nothing is easier than salvation. It's easy for you because it was hard for the Lord Jesus Christ when he laid down his life for you. The Lord Jesus Christ paid for everything that might stand in the way of your salvation at the cross. And because of the Lord's sacrifice on your behalf, the door of salvation is wide open right this minute. And once you have salvation, you cannot lose it. John 10:28 says, I give eternal life to them. It's a reference to believers in Christ. And they will never perish, and no one will snatch believers out of my hands. But if you've been exposed to religion, the simplicity of salvation is foolishness to you. Religion encourages people to work for salvation and to reject the free gift offered by the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the price for your salvation. So if you're still in a state of condemnation at your physical death because you've rejected a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ during your lifetime, you will hear words that you never want to hear when you meet the Lord and Savior face to face. Matthew 25:41 says, then he will say to those on his left, the unbelievers who rejected the offer of salvation, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. On that day, the Lord Jesus Christ will grant your request to have nothing to do with him, and by your own choosing, you will be sent to a literal place that is totally separated from the presence of God. It's your choice. You can spend eternity in the lake of fire, or you can spend eternity in relationship with the one and only eternal God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.